This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv on Monday, that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. As distrust grows towards the Department of Justice and FBI for partisan justice, it's been revealed the two FBI agents that approached Facebook in 2020 election cycle, ultimately suppressing the evidence of Biden corruption, made financial contributions to the Democrat Party. CEO Mark Zuckerberg in late August.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is urging the Biden administration to stop cooperating with Saudi Arabia after its decision to cut oil production, a move that could benefit Russia as it continues to wage war against Ukraine. America lost our energy independence under President Biden's policies. A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterm elections as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Republican candidate for Arizona governor Carrie Lake was removed from a town hall session ahead of her opponent's speech. Reports say that Lake was seated in the front row of Saturday's town hall when she was asked to leave. Both candidates were scheduled to speak separately without a debate. Hobbs claims that Lake is a conspiracy theorist and why she won't debate her. Lake says the people of Arizona deserve a debate and they deserve better. Florida continues to make advances on the recovery efforts in the Sunshine State.
Recovery appears to be well underway after Hurricane Ian, but Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says a lot remains to be done, and it'll take a long time. He says 42,000 linemen have helped restore power to much of the area in places like Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach, where the infrastructure was all but destroyed. He says crews are getting ready to restore power.
Well, now that we're going in this more rebuild and recover mode, you're going to see them working on that. And I think it's really just a matter of safety. I think that there's going to be some things that need to be done on Fort Myers Beach. A lot of it's just getting the debris out of there. And they're working really hard on that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The final eight teams in Major League Baseball race to the World Series set to begin today. Phillies at the Braves, Mariners at the Astros, Guardians at the Yankees, and the Padres at the Dodgers. All games are in Game 1 status. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, everything you know about income inequality, poverty, and other measures of economic well-being in America is wrong. And here to talk more about it is the former Senator and Congressman Phil Gramm, talking about his new book, The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Senator, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. That's a pretty bold statement, but it's true.
Well, and I guess that's what compelled you to write this book, right?
Yeah, for about 20 years, I've been looking at the growing disconnect between the census measure of income upon which our measures of well-being are based and the world that we live in, especially the we live in. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go back and look at how the census puts these numbers together. I found a person who had twice been assistant commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics under two presidents. And we went back and reconstructed the census numbers. And the bottom line basically is this, Bill. The census doesn't count two-thirds of all transfer payments as income to the people who got the transfer payments. They don't count refundable tax credit. And as you know, the IRS has become the biggest welfare agency in the country. They don't count food stamps, where you get a debit card and you buy groceries and the government recharges the debit card. They don't count Medicaid, where the government pays for health care. They don't count rent subsidies. And they also don't count taxes. So the bottom line is when you, and all this goes back to 1947 when they set up this system. But the bottom line is they're counting only 0.9 trillion of the 2.8 trillion of transfer payments, and they're not counting any taxes. So they say the top 20% of Americans make 16.7 times as much as the bottom 20%. We show that if you count all transfer payments and you count taxes, that it's actually 4-to-1 rather than 16-to-1.
Wow.
That the poverty rate is actually about 2%. And that whereas we've got people like Bernie Sanders running around screaming that growing income inequality is obscene and unsustainable, that the reality is when you count all the income and all the taxes, it's actually slightly lower today than it was in 1947. Now, I know that's difficult to believe, but it's true. And
why would it be difficult to believe, Senator? We've lost confidence in the government's ability to work up math anyway. I mean, you go back and you say 1947, 1948. The first question is why? Who did this? Who was responsible for jury rigging these numbers that echoed once again in 1964 when Senator Johnson was leading the war on poverty, or President Johnson was leading the war on poverty? I got to assume they used these same numbers to kind of jury-rig this argument, did they not?
Well, see, and not, they would argue, the census was on this program, they would argue that in 1947, there weren't many payments where the government paid for something or paid you in anything other than cash equivalent. Mm-hmm. And so they started out counting only cash equivalent payments. They then started to accumulate data on all these other things. The data is made public on all these other things. But over the years, they did not go back and change their standard measure of household income. And all of our other measures of well-being relative to the individual and the household are based on that one statistic. And it is not just wrong. It, over the years, has become progressively detached exactly. from all semblance of reality.
So, Senator,
and they're not
going
to this, by the way.
You say they're not going to what?
Not true. They're not going to dispute this. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, well, we'll study it, or we'll do a supplemental measure, but what I want Congress to do is to force the Census Bureau to take all the information available and calculate how much income people get, how much they pay in taxes, and then have that reflected in our statistics, because this affects public policy every
exactly.
day.
Well, this is going to be a bit earth-shattering here, Senator, because though it may take Congress a while to get through the process, your book really pulls back the veil pretty quickly, and you're going to have public perception on its head over this deal now, because for decades, we've been dealing with this idea of income inequality, and of course, we've been beat over the head in the last couple of decades, especially over this issue, and now we're saying, wait a minute, you don't have your facts straight. This has got to be something that I believe needs to be resolved with some urgency, because as your book connects and resonates with everyday Americans, this is going to cause some severe issues in the body politic, won't it?
Well, listen, today President Biden is out saying, I want to dramatically increase food stamps to eliminate hunger in America. The average household in the bottom 20% of income earners got $45,400 of benefits from the federal government last year. So to be talking about the fact that people don't have enough to eat is a total misperception of what's going on.
And, I guess what galls our listeners, Senator, if I might interrupt you, excuse me, is that when we hear numbers like this, $45,400 in benefit, not from the government, but from the people. It's from taxpayers.
Well, that's right.
We,
yeah.
right?
Well,
I mean, you know, we keep yeah. using this nebulous idea of the government, like Uncle Sam and all that, but it's from people like you and me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and listen, if you count all of the transfer payments as income and take taxes into account, the bottom 60% of Americans now basically earn about the same income, even though in the bottom 20% of earners, only 36% of prime work-age persons work, whereas pretty close to 90% of prime work-age persons work in the middle-income quintile. So you've got people that are struggling, both husband and wife, working, trying to put groceries on the table, trying to send their children to school, and right down the street from them You've got people that are not breaking a sweat. And yet their income, when you count the value of the benefits they get, is basically the same.
Wow. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from the former Senator Phil Graham. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is so excited to introduce our Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual event challenges you to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between October 8th and 23rd to raise awareness of the incredible spiritual needs in Afghanistan. You'll follow a virtual route through the streets of Kabul, passing designated milestones where you can pray for those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ. In a region of the world full of turmoil, in a country where 99% of the population is not Christian, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything, including our race to share the gospel. To find out more about our efforts to symbolically flood the streets of Kabul with believers praying for people in Afghanistan, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're talking with Phil Graham, who served 6 years in the U.S. House of Representatives, 18 years in the U.S. Senate, where he was chairman of the Banking Committee. He was the author of the Reagan budget in the House and landmark budget and banking legislation in the Senate, taught economics at Texas A&M University, and has published numerous articles and books, currently works in private equity, and is a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He and his co-authors give us the book, The Myth of American Inequality, How Government Biases Policy Debate. Wow, Senator, what you just unveiled to our audience here is a bit earth-shattering, if I might say, and I got to imagine for the three of you, when I say three of you, Robert Eklund and John Early as well, as you were doing the research and laying this out, I mean, there had to be one light bulb moment after another regarding this topic.
Well, some of these things we suspected, but some of them were totally unexpected. It's like Mark Twain said, it's not what you don't know that gets you in trouble, it's what you know that's not so that gets you in trouble.
Exactly.
And that's the situation with American public policy today.
Wow. And as you say, here we've got these official measures of well-being, that have been misstated. And, this seems to be, in a sense, kind of an infection that is swept into this entire process when we start talking about inequality, right?
Well, I don't know how you can calculate inequality if you don't take into account what government gives people and what government takes away from people in taxes. How could that number have any meaning? I'll just give you an example. The census comes out with a number that says what income is of the bottom 20% of American earners. The Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with how much they consume. Guess what? They consume twice as much as they earn. The second quintile consumes 10% more than it earns. The top quintile consumes only half it. Well, all of those findings are preposterous. And they're preposterous
exactly.
Because they don't count transfer payments. And the top quintile is not saving 50%. Government is taking over 30% in taxes.
Wow.
And they're never it's deducted from their check.
Right. This is simple math, but meanwhile, the way it's being reported to everybody else is that here, we're dealing with income inequality. What else surprised you by your findings, Senator?
Well, we looked at a broad range of issues, Bill. We looked at the super rich. Do they pay their fair share? The top 10% of income earners in America pay a larger share of the total tax burden than the top 10% of earners in any other country on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's important to note is that it's not fair to call them socialists anymore. I mean, the liberals anymore. We're mostly talking mm-hmm. about socialists. They say all we got to do is make these rich people pay more taxes, and we can fund all these things. But the mega rich, if you took every penny of their income in this country, you couldn't fund the government for a week.
Right.
If you took every penny of income that the government doesn't already take from the top 1%, that's the top earner out of every 100 earners, you couldn't fund the government for 2 months. Government is funded by middle and upper middle income people because there are too few rich people to fund this government. And that's the whole reality that the socialists don't want people to understand. So this myth is created. And finally, how in the world are you worse off because Bill Gates is rich? He only owns 7% of his company. Who owns the other 93%? Pension funds do. You do. Mm-hmm. Your pension funds.
Yes. Right. And, and this is the age-old problem, even when income tax first came into being, we were led to believe, I wasn't alive at that point in time, but in reading history, we're led to believe that, they first started, they were going to go after that top 1%, that same old argument, here it is, it just never goes away.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm little did we know, Elizabeth Warren, was channeling her thoughts even back then. But, they go after them, they realize, okay, this is too difficult, and they've got a band of attorneys, and they're able to avoid it. And they said, hey, we'll forget about the one. We'll go after the 99. They don't have, you know, a legal counsel. And,
Well, we have enough money to make it worth it in the aggregate.
Right.
But I saw something. I lived through when the Clinton tax increase came in. It was only taxing rich people. But when the final bill went into effect, it taxed the Social Security benefits of people who earned more than $28,000 a year. That's a long, long way from being rich.
Right, exactly.
The problem is, in the end, when government is funding massive amounts of spending, the only source of the income get that money is middle, upper middle income America.
Exactly.
And that's what people need to understand.
Yeah, because we know that when you tax corporations, guess what? That tax goes down to the consumer. You know, so it passes on down to us, so we're the ones that carry the weight. Yes, exactly.
Well, and who owns the corporation? 70% of them are owned by American pension funds, insurance companies, annuities. That's us.
Yes. Well, and the thing that's so dangerous with these, these pension funds and, some of these organizations like BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street is they wield so much power and influence. It's no wonder. I mean, that right now, Senator, as you know, our country is elite captured by the Chinese and other nefarious players on the planet right now that want the American dream to go away. And we're being chewed up from the inside with these organizations that I think Vanguard is something. You know, they handle some like $30 trillion of assets. That's a lot of power and a lot of influence on the Beltway that they're buying up in terms of, our elected officials.
Well, let me tell you this, Bill. I'm a lot more concerned about these pension funds, these big index funds, imposing their political values on corporate America. And its impact on my pension and your pension and the future of our country than I am about the Chinese.
Yes.
The idea that they're forcing companies that you've invested your life savings in to promote environmentalism, to promote all of these agendas that have nothing to do with what you want, which is you want a good retirement income, and you put your money there, and they're playing politics with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I deeply resent it, and we should stop it, and it's illegal.
Exactly.
The law says. Anyway, I'm getting off subject, but you got
I got the point. We've got a minute left here, Senator Graham. The final takeaway, the big takeaway that you want our audience to get from this book, The Myth of American Inequality.
The big takeaway is the American dream is alive and well. Inequality is grossly overstated, and it's declining. We need to get our facts straight because we're having debates on numbers that don't reflect reality. And you can buy this book over The Myth of American Inequality over Amazon, or you can buy it at large bookstores and hopefully soon at every bookstore.
Well, and we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com as well, Senator.
Thank you,
Senator Phil Graham, thank you so much. Great information here.
You.
Knowledge is power. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse anymore. They've done a lot of great work on this book, and this will really pull back the veil on this whole myth of American inequality. Thank you, Senator. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America. American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with additional advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital of Kyiv, on Monday that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterms elections, as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and understandably, crime continues to rise increasingly. America, just across the country, is concerned, and if you aren't already, you are learning quick about situational awareness, about keeping your head on a swivel, and there are some of us who are just designed, God designed us to be sheepdogs. And we're out there keeping an eye out on a swivel, looking out. But the fact of the matter is that we need to understand the times and adjust our lifestyles accordingly. You cannot go walking down the street with your head in your cell phone and just leave yourself unaware and vulnerable. Because unfortunately, we live in a world, we live in a country today where danger abounds. With us to talk more about it is the retired colonel from the United States Air Force, Brian Searcy. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, thanks for having me, and I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, what you have to share with us is so important, Colonel, because, as I said, people need to become more situationally aware. And it's amazing, you know, in fact, a friend of mine brought this up years and years ago, and I started observing how many people were not situationally aware, and especially the kids with, you know, their noses stuck, not even in a book, but stuck into these handheld devices that distract them and keep them unaware.
Well, absolutely, and that's actually been brought on because parents today do the same thing. So that's the lesson that they teach their kids. And for 30 or 40 years, this the problem of people not having situational awareness has been expanding. And we're at a point in society today where less than 1 in 7 people know what situational awareness is, even though it's a God-given gift that we all have. Mm-hmm. So what we need to do is, instead of complaining about it, talking about it, we need to empower people to become their own first responder by reinstilling and reinvigorating the learning of situational awareness, habits, behaviors, and a mindset so that we can prevent bad things from happening. That's the number one goal that I focus on, is empowering parents to learn this skill so they can communicate and allow their kids to learn this skill so they don't do the things that set themselves up to be victims, that they are empowered to care about their family and their community to when they see something that makes that hair on the back of the neck or that gut feeling that something isn't right, that they not only recognize that, but they're empowered to do something about it. And then we work together as communities to make our communities more safe.
And, Colonel, as you said, as a reminder to the audience, this is instinctual. This is God-given. So it's not so much a learning as it is as much as it is a what a reconnection. How would you state that? I mean, we just need to reconnect with our natural resources, don't we?
Right. So we need to educate them that they have this God-given gift. But then at the broadest group, we have a process that we instill with them. So we empower the 90-day rule, which says it takes 90 days to create a new behavior. Mm-hmm. So over that 90 days, they learn the habits, the behaviors, and the mindset surrounding situation awareness. They're educated and aware of what the threats are, and that's how we keep them from being victims.
Yeah, because we see on television every night, people are caught off guard. They come from behind. They're, you know, taking a roundhouse slug to the head. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, people thrown, you know, pushed over the side of the tracks in the subways, things that are happening in the subways in New York. This is just incredible. And we just have to reassess and understand where we live in today. It's not the America that you and I grew up in.
No, it's not the America that you and I grew up in. Like I said, it's taken us about 30 or 40 years to get to this point where, you know, we have politicians and people that say this is what we need to do to try and solve this problem, yet they are doing what we've been doing for 30 or 40 years, which is Einstein's definition of insanity, and talking about just addressing the symptoms and not actually addressing the problem. And that problem is to empower people to be their own first responder and empower them to take back the responsibility for the safety of our communities. And it can't be done overnight. This is going to take 5, 6, 7 years. We're going to have to educate the parents so the parents can educate the kids so that hopefully 10 years from now that less than 1 in 7 that actually practice situation awareness changes to 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 7. So that's how we're going to bring our country back.
Right. Colonel, explain to the audience what small steps have to be taken. I mean, first of all, we can't be walking around with an open invitation. You know, it's kind of like when your kid's going around, you kind of mess around with your buddies and you put a sign on their back, kick me, and, you know, kind of just to make fun. But it was a silly, terrible joke. But nonetheless, in a sense, what we've done today, by not being situationally aware, we're inviting crime, you know, to come into our, into our immediate areas, and we're getting attacked. So just by raising awareness and being more situationally aware, we start heading down that right track to discourage somebody, you know, to the point that if we're more situationally aware, and not only of ourselves but of others, then this will begin to make an impact and dissuade those perpetrators, will it not?
Bill, you just hit the nail on the head. You know, preparation overcomes fear, and the predators that are out there are looking for the easy mark first. And unfortunately, there's no shortage of people that are portrayed to be an easy victim because they don't have situational awareness. So that's the first step. The individual needs to take that responsibility so they don't come off and portray themselves to the predator as a victim. And then the second part that you rolled in as well, one of the 10 critical skills that we teach in our program is to reinstill empathy in the people in our communities. So when people learn and develop situational awareness, habits, behaviors, and a mindset, and then they're prepared to be their own first responder, but because of the empathy they also develop, they care about their community. They want to make sure their community is safe when they see potential bad things are potentially going to happen. Then they intervene, and they've thought about what they would do if they're, you know, you talked about being a sheepdog. I'm a sheepdog myself. I run to the gunfire. But there's a lot of people that aren't prepared to do that. They don't have the skills to do that. Right. They don't have the ability to do that. But there is something they can do. They can yell. They can get other people involved. They can get out their phone and dial 911. There's a lot of things that people can do to help keep our communities safe, to help keep all of us safe. But they need to learn this and develop this skill, figure out what they're capable of doing, then be empowered to make a decision and then actually act on it.
Yeah, we have to want
to keep our community safe, don't we? I mean, for some reason, it's like, I don't know if we've just gotten stunned by the increase in crime, the fact that the law enforcement, you know, professionals have kind of backed off and, you know, they're sending a message out there that doesn't matter. And then they think, okay, does that mean I have to get a gun, that I got to go be an enforcer, that I have to do these sort of things? And, you know, and look, and this is the thing that, to me, it starts creating, you know, some bad avenues. But, you know, without preparation, without doing some of the things before it gets to that point, because it's almost like if something doesn't give here, Colonel, I'm afraid you're going to have chaos on the streets. And we've got, you know, we've got TV series like The Enforcer and vigilanteism that's kind of being promoted. And you're thinking, boy, I'm not sure that's the kind of message we want right now, because then at that point, law and order starts to go out the window here.
I love a quote by Bruce Lee where he said people would question him, why do you consistently train in martial arts so that you can do what it is that you do? And he said, I would much rather be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And what what we know is a true fact is that when you learn and develop situation awareness, you learn what you're capable of doing, whether that is, like I said, somebody that's going to protect their own kids, or it's somebody like you and I that's a sheepdog that is going to run to the gunfire. That's what empowers us to do those things. But we are the people that are much more controlled. That's the last thing that we want to do. But we're prepared to do it if we have to. You talked about, you know, preparation. Going back to the quote by Bruce Lee, you will only be able to do what it is that you've thought of doing and you've practiced doing. If you haven't thought about how you would respond to a situation, if you haven't practiced it, then if you ever get in a situation like that, you will not be able to do anything. So that's where the difference comes in, that when people take the time to learn and develop this critical skill and then know how to act on it, they become much less fearful, much more prepared to keep their family and their community safe. And I would argue that will also help get rid of the divisiveness in our country. Mm-hmm. The 10 personal skills that we teach empower people to have those conversations that, like you said, that we don't have anymore. A recent study came out that 92% of people that don't have well-developed critical personal skills are much more likely to resolve disputes with anger and violence because they don't know how to have that conversation. So again, instead of
the old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And our conversation with Colonel Brian Searcy continues. The Colonel is an international best-selling author, a keynote speaker, a situational awareness expert. This is what we're talking about. Brian, you know, again, where we are in this country and with a mindset, we need this message. Because every night we look on TV, we see people getting cold cocked, we see people placed in danger, and they just walk in areas that they should have known better. But because they've been preconditioned previously, as you stated, they find themselves in conditions that, you know, it's too late. I mean, they're already in jeopardy. But we need to make a concerted effort to do something about it, because this is what the times are calling for right now, are they not?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And the mission of the Paratus Group is not just to make our communities more safe. It's to empower people with the learning of this critical skill and the 10 critical skills so that they then can make a difference in their communities and stop dealing with confrontation with anger and violence, and remember that conversation, understanding perspective, perceptions, being able to actively listen, having conversations, and understanding it's okay if somebody has a different political view. You know, they could still be your best friend, even though they are going to vote for one party and you're going to vote for a different party. But that is a skill and an understanding that has been lost today. But again, to my points that I made earlier, it's taken us years to get to this point, and to think that a politician or our government can somehow solve this problem by addressing the symptoms is, again, Einstein's definition of insanity. We need to have something out there that empowers our families and our kids to learn and develop the necessary skills so we aren't divisive anymore and so that we can be proud of our country. But it's going to take work, it's going to take time, and that's what I'm focused on.
Yeah, I guess in part, Colonel, what I see is there has been this concerted effort to dumb down America, and this is a product of our breakdown in our knowledge system and our search for knowledge. Because when you ideologically cancel somebody, you render yourself stupid because you're not even taking advantage of the other person's insight.
like it or not, just as you said, in not having that conversation or even being open to it. This is why freedom of the press and freedom of speech was so important by our founding fathers. They understood that this was a bedrock to democracy. It's a bedrock to a civilized nation, a people group that is interested in growing and maturing and being better tomorrow than they were yesterday. But we can't do that if we're canceling people and then we're at each other's throats in such a way to where, okay, what is it going to take? Is it that we're just going to end up punching ourselves out to such a degree that we're arm weary, that we'll finally say, well, enough of this stuff? Or maybe we've just defied gravity so much and so often and so painfully that we realize that the law of gravity still exists and we got to quit being stupid and just, go along, take these things that we know to be true and universal that benefit everybody. And embrace that, just like you talked about before, in terms of being situationally aware and being empathetic, towards one another.
Absolutely. And I am encouraged. We're seeing parents push back against school districts and the things that those school districts have been doing for decades. And that's, again, why the focus of the Paradis Group is to get our programs in the hands of these parents. Give them the necessary tools so that they can think critically, so they can ask those questions, mm-hmm. so that they don't just follow, the message that they get on mainstream media. They ask those tough questions. But even more importantly, then when they learn this skill, then they make sure their kids learn this skill.
Exactly.
So that the kids grow up with the ability to not be divisive, to have conversations, and to be successful. The scary thing today is less than about 92% of the kids coming out of college, they don't have these 10 critical skills developed at all. I talked to a vice president of an HR company three months ago. They're having to instill programs in their business, in the corporation, to allow these kids to learn these skills so the kids can be successful. Because if you don't have these skills as a member of a business or as a leader in a business, that business will not be successful. Managers will fail 100% of the time if they don't have these skills well developed. And the same thing goes for parents. If parents don't have these skills, they will not know how to be a proactive parent to instill what their kids need to be able to grow up and be a great member of this great country.
Brian, how do they connect with the Paradis Group and get involved and start retraining themselves?
Yeah, so the Paradis Group has programs for business schools and churches, and we love to go and talk to PTAs and community groups directly to the parents. And they can get in contact with me by sending me an email at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, at Paradis.group. And Paradis is spelled P-A-R-A-T-U-S. So it's Brian at Paradis.group.
Paradis.group. Okay, good. And then, of course, the website, if they want to get some more information about the Paradis Group. And the Paradis Group is spelled Paradis, is P-A-R-A-T-U-S, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm sure if you get anywhere close, Google will get you to the right place here. And the website for Paradis Group?
It's just www.paradis.group.
That is the web. Paradis.group is the website.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Excellent. Yes, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can't encourage you enough to do this. I mean, especially in light of what we're seeing. FBI even is saying crime reports show that murder rose over 2020's historic number. So what are we doing in 2022 to reverse this course? I mean, all we're hearing in the news every night, Brian, is that there's more and more crime. We've got open borders right now. We got people coming in that haven't been vetted. We don't know. But I do know this is probably a majority of those that are coming across, these illegal immigrants and migrants who are coming across, are beholden to the cartels. And you know as well as I do, it comes down to a matter of loyalty. And if I don't know that your loyalties are divided and you're beholden to the cartel because the cartel knows where your family lives back in some third world country and they will get to them and do them harm, I understand the compromise here. But we need to also understand, as American citizens, who's coming across the border. Are they, back in the old days when you and I used to watch those spaghetti westerns, it was, are you friend or foe, right?
Absolutely. And there's three key things that I see that is going on with the problem that we have, that because we don't have a southern border. And criminals are coming across that are coming across to do nefarious things. The fentanyl and the drug problems that are growing at an exponential rate and killing our kids in our country. and human trafficking, which already was the second largest criminal enterprise in the United States, has exponentially grown because of the kids that are coming across and then being picked up by these predators and put into our communities. I talked to a leader of a chamber of commerce this morning, and she had just had a presentation by the local police department about how bad the human trafficking situation was in their community in New York. So it's out there.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, people think, well, it's not in my neighborhood. It's not in your neighborhood until it becomes personal. And then, you know, it's too late because your daughter or your son has already been captured. And now you are scrambling. And the dark world of human trafficking, you know, Brian, we have no concept of that. We have no understanding of how deep and dark it is.
Absolutely. And people today, because they don't have situational awareness, believe that hope is a strategy and it won't happen to me and it won't happen to my community. But I've talked to parents whose kids have committed suicide or have been human trafficked, and they have guilt, they have anxiety, they have regret because they didn't do more. And they looked back and saw that I saw my kids were struggling. I saw that these things were going on, yet I didn't do anything about it because I didn't take it seriously. And because I didn't take it seriously, you never know if they could have made a change or made a difference or not. But one of the key things that situational awareness, this learning of this skill does is empowers parents to make a decision and actually take action. I had a presentation to a bank yesterday, and the bank president talked about how they have taken time at night where they take their devices away from their kids. They check what their kids are looking at, which every parent needs to do that. Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. He found out when he checked the texts on one of his kids' phones that his kid was being bullied on text messages, and that's the kind of thing that drives our kids to commit suicide or to having anxiety and mental health issues. So he was being proactive. They talked to their son. They made a difference in their son's life, and that's what situation awareness empowers parents to do. That's just one example.
Well, again, let's get back to the basics like you were talking about, and you got to understand, as a parent, what is job one of a parent?
And that actually goes back to this whole problem over the last 30 or 40 years. Parents have given up the responsibility to teach this skill to their kid, thinking that the schools are going to do it. Well, the schools weren't responsible for it, so then those kids grew up and went to college. Colleges are not responsible to teach it, so that's why I gave that example of now businesses are having to educate their new employees with these 10 critical skills and what situational awareness is. Parents need to realize this is their responsibility. And when they learn and develop this skill, they now learn how to parent. Because today what you see, that you have many examples like I do, parents will let their kids do whatever they want, run around restaurants, make a mess of what's going on an airplane, which my wife and I have an experience of recently, until it gets to a point where they no longer want that kid to behave like that because it's getting out of control. Well, by that time, it's too late. Instead of having that situational awareness, identifying that behavior as it's starting and then knowing what to do about it to change that behavior and instill in our kids the behaviors that they should have and the skills that they should have.
It's kind of a little bit of the broken windows mentality, isn't it, Colonel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, again, we thank you so much. We got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back because we got to continue this conversation and keep our audience aware. Colonel Brian Searcy has been with us. Thank you, Brian. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Frustrated.